kept calling like an idiot.
It's possible I called Hub.
When it clearly says leave at door, like what a fucking bozo.
You don't want to leave at the door, bro. You want to get it to you. You want to meet you.
Yeah, but you put in, like, yo, bro, they stress to do the leave at door option, and they never leave it at the door.
It says no contact.
Bro, we're post-COVID, bro.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're not post-COVID. What do you know what post means?
Absolutely.
All right, this is episode 2 of the podcast, everybody. Everybody, I hope everyone is... Fuck, I already fucked that up. I can't even speak, bro. I can't even talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 2 of Forge and Foreskin.
Why do we have the Spanish guitar?
Why are you playing guitar in the background?
They got summoned it.
You summon the fucking acoustic? Jesus. Oh, I'm Chavez. Shit.
This is what I do.
I'm Turtle.
Phyllis.
I'm Tony.
Tony, our special guest today, very good friend of ours, just basically a brother who's finally doing an episode with us, and I'm very excited to have him here.
Damn. Are you?
I don't know about you guys. I'm very excited. I'm hard.
Get off his dick.
I'm somewhat excited to be here.
I will stay on his dick. Yeah. I'll stay on it, just because you don't want me on it. How about that? Yeah, I bet you didn't expect that shit, right?
Forge and Foreskin, everybody.
Welcome to episode 2.
Let's actually go back to the conversation we were having before the Grubhub driver straight up cucked the recording. So basically, we were having a conversation of our horny spells. You know, everybody just has that fucking time where they're just extra horny.
Hocus pocus, horny pocus.
And years ago, I don't know if I was 16, 17 years old, but pretty much like jade off and like the doctor's office in like a private bathroom. I don't know why. I just wanted to do it. I did it. I'm questioning a lot of it now.
On the toilet?
I'm not going to disclose how I finished. I think that's just a little too much.
Wait, what? Why? Whoa! It should be pretty cut and dry. What do you... Hello?
It's a yes or no.
What did you finish in the hazard bin?
Words. I don't understand.
No. It was a private bathroom. There was no risk involved. It was a matter of getting it done.
Did you leave a semen sample?
Was
there someone waiting outside the bathroom in a wheelchair to get in?
There was definitely somebody waiting to get in the bathroom. That I can say. There was definitely someone waiting to get in the bathroom.
They knock on the door.
They definitely did.
They get in there. They're like, why was she sweating?
Actually, if I remember correctly... Fuck, this is so fucked. This was during my mom's biopsy for her thyroid. And my grandfather was there.
And
if I remember correctly, that's when it was.
He just walks in, the doctor's like, yeah, we're going to need to do a biopsy. Chavez bites his lip. He's like, fuck.
Oh, shit. I'll be back, mom.
Oh, fuck. I gotta use the bathroom.
We're going to be here a while.
Chavez, why don't you like going to hospitals? Ah, no reason, dude.
Man, I have real traumas.
All right. What about everyone?
Which hospital was it?
No, it wasn't a hospital. It was a clinic, I think, around Grand Concourse, I believe it was.
Oh my god.
I think I top everyone here with my story. It was, I was like, I think like it was 13, 14 at the time. We're doing a road trip to my cousin's house upstate from the Bronx, mind you. And I think we're in a fucking Mitsubishi Lancer. So those cars are very compact.
Oh my god.
And I'm laying in the back seat, you know, and I just, you know, the car hits a bump, my shit hits the seat, and I'm like, oh. What's this now?
Oh my god. So you had a pussy down there?
Alright, relax, horny hospital.
I've seen your dick, but I just asked him. What? This doesn't make no sense.
Relax! Stop!
Alright, continue the story. I'm sorry.
Anyways, so I get a little I get a little hot and heavy in the back of the car. And I kinda just like half-assed it, like, but I didn't want to do too much because too much movement is too obvious. Even though I'm pretty sure my parents looked back and was like, this nasty bitch. So I kind of just like, I just left like two fingers like at the tip, and I just kept on like sliding it back and forth on something. Like,
this real, is so real phallic, bro.
Real sensual shit. And then I like, after I was done, I was like, oh, what the fuck? This is what I do?
Yo, that's that post nut clarity, bro.
Bro, I literally looked at myself in the rear view and almost cried.
You felt like a dirty boy.
Dirty man.
You dirty fuck you. Ugh.
What about you, Phyllis?
Yo, hold on, bro. How does a pump equal to being horny, bro? Like,
bro, yeah, basically.
Okay. You ever wore sweatpants and the sweatpants just somehow like skim your meat, and it just feels so different, and it's like, oh well, I guess somebody's awake.
I'm starting to think somebody's dick doesn't have feelings in this podcast.
No, yeah, I'm starting to think so because
like pump. I don't understand the sweatpants. Like, you know, you got some
out here. You got out here with an emotionally closed dick.
No feeling. That dick numbness. No feeling.
That dick need therapy.
It's just hard.
No way you just said that, bro. I'm trying so hard not to call for my vape and die right now.
At this point, it's just a third leg.
It's all dick trauma.
All right, okay. See, now, okay, we get it. You guys are huge. Me and Tony, we get it. It's all right, bro. You all got to flaunt it every day.
I think it's just you, Thomas. I'm sorry to tell you.
Okay. I mean, all right. Fine. Okay. That's fine. I'm chilling being average. That's fine.
I'm not over here hyping myself up. I'll tell you that.
I'm average. I don't give a fuck,
bro. I got the Seafood Central, bro.
What'd you get?
I got the Seafood Central, bro. I got the shrimp scampi.
All right. We both know that's a lie.
Stop.
We both know that's a lie.
I know.
Phyllis, what about you? You have to have some shit because you are the horniest of all of us all the time.
I'm good.
I have a
good compact size, you know, like.
No. Okay, we're not talking about size.
A good compact size. What are you talking? You got a fucking minivan?
First of all, again, we all know that's a lie. Number one, and number two, we're talking about the story, bro.
Yeah, you freak. Look at that. What is wrong with man. You? You obsessed with telling everybody a dick size?
Man's had a shot of whiskey. He's fucking lost.
Man, whiskey had Viagra in it.
Cialis?
Cialis for days.
Craziest man.
Why are you breathing heavy? What's going on?
Word, bro. Is this like taking a lot out of you right now? I'm going through
the stories that I have in my head, you know.
There's more?
More.
This man has a fucking filing folder in his brain. Is it
alphabetical, bro, to every situation?
He doesn't even know the alphabet, so that's not fair.
He got a background cloud first.
Man, I gotta say camping, man.
What? Okay, so what happened during your camping?
I mean, honestly, nothing really happened. But it was just like I was out in the woods, you know, chilling, fresh air. Fucking, it was dark outside. I don't know.
Does the darkness turn you on?
Just felt like fucking, you know, rubbing one. So
That's not crazy. Yeah. That's regular degular. We all have urges and we all move on those urges. That's regular shit.
That's the Native American in you getting horny off of sunsets. Getting horny off of sunsets.
Oh no.
Oh man.
What about you, Tony?
I'm really trying to think now.
Oh, you got a deck too?
Yeah.
What do you mean by deck?
Mine probably go back to that. I don't know if that conversation we had a while back about the most times in one day.
Oh man, the most times in a day. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody hearing this
that's
is
like that's like peak moment right
the
there.
The jacket Olympics.
But I'm talking at least nine in a day.
Okay, so we could. All right, let's go in order. Like, all right, so most you jade off in a day.
Mine would have to be nine. At least nine in middle school at one point. I stayed home from school and I dedicated a day to the action of Jane.
That's a lot of chafing.
I mean,
dude, I was spent. I rested like a king.
All right, what about you, Phyllis? Because again, I need to hear this.
I gotta say, nine to ten times in a day. like when I was younger.
Like, when you have the stamina in middle school.
We're talking a full 24 hours here, though. We're not.
Yeah, from sun up to sundown, basically.
Yes,
sun up to sundown. I think the most I've done it, because I've had the free crib a lot. Huh?
I feel like it's been recent for you.
relax, bro. Hell no, yo. Yeah. I'd be exhausted. The fuck?
Yeah, you'd be exhausted. That's why you'd be exhausted.
That is
no. I think the most in a day, I think, has to be like 12. No bullshit.
Bro, why are you guys jerking off so much? What is getting you horny?
I mean, I could explain why middle me. I could give you my reasons why. I definitely wasn't in middle school. Like I didn't have internet in middle school.
It's like early on in the process of learning to do that, and you're like so enamored by it.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, this is
unreal. Mine was later on.
It was like that with a combination of discovering like pornography. It's just
fucking. You know, the mind wanders. That it's a treasure trove when you first discover this shit, bro. I was older. I'm not gonna sit here a lot. I was definitely older.
Literally, well into my teenage years. Literally, me was like four times. What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
I mean, like I said, you know,
bro, a bunch of horses.
That means everything gets you horny in your household. Like, you walk and the fridge door opens and you're like,
I'm not a pansexual, if that's what you're asking.
All right now. Okay.
let's calm it down.
We don't want to attack anyone here. I mean, it's all fun and games here, but it's never an attack.
That's a joke. I saw a meme about that recently. Where
let's not get jumped on Twitter by fucking BTS.
we're gonna get canceled.
I'm saying it because of a meme.
Don't worry, we already said a bunch of cancelable stuff in the first episode. It's fine,
bro. The dude was cleaning cum off of a fucking cooking pan. And said,
I think we should move on to it. I think we should move on to another topic, which is conversation, simply because this is just we're spending a lot of time on penis. For being honest here.
Are you
uncomfortable?
I'm definitely not. I'm the farthest thing from comfortable. I'm in my element, if anything.
How dare you tell me I'm afraid of the dick?
Exactly. How dare you? Honestly, what's really crazy to me that's happened recently has to be the fucking tuna from Subway thing. Knowing a few Muslim people that done fucked up Subway tuna in my presence. And not in my presence, yo. Condolences to y'all, yo. Y'all done pissed Allah off. Pack it up. That nigga's mad at y'all.
I feel like that's the lead way. That's a little bit of a loophole. Like you get up there, they're like, you says here on November 20th, 2004, you ate pork, and they're like, nah, it was a tuna fish sandwich from Subway. He's like, oh. Okay, all right. We'll step right in. Sorry about that.
imagine showing up to have it with a lawyer.
just to debate that, bro. I didn't even know there was pork or chicken in that tuna.
The lawyer's just standing there with a briefcase. And he's like, and the guy's like, who's this guy? Oh, he's my lawyer. Hi. It's like, what?
Yo, so all these people claim they were pescatarian,
Muslim. You know, Muslim. I mean,
do they have to like restart? Because
what do you mean by restart?
It's not a corrupted save file, Phyllis. They just
they must sacrifice their body to begin a new life.
That's wild. Where'd you read that out of?
What
the Onion?
Oh God. Not the Onion. Bro, you ever, honestly, the funniest shit I fucking heard from another podcast, the Super Mega one, was when he straight up asked, it would not have been asked, he used to wonder, no bullshit, if you blew into the male penis, would it make your asshole whistle?
Seems how he just always come back to dick, huh, boy?
I can confirm he can't.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, bro. Because we're not gay. We're definitely not gay, but I don't know what it is. It's just the conversation somehow, it's full circle to dick.
I feel like you know what it is? Every guy's obsessed with his own dick, but he doesn't like to show it because it's too weird.
I'm definitely not obsessed with my own. I'm offering
to send you guys pictures and you turn it on, so.
Bro, I'm obsessed with my dick. I got a birthmark that looks like Thomas Jefferson.
I'm just gonna. We're just gonna move on to something else. I'm gonna. One thing. I'm gonna tell you guys something that happened to me at work.
You got another man on your day. Is what you're saying.
Word. Like.
Hey, I didn't choose.
He got a white wig on his dick.
I didn't choose.
Tell me that shit signed the Constitution.
Bro, this dick is colonialized.
Yo, Cole, what the fuck did you just say?
Colonized,
bro? Yo, Phyllis's Dominicanness is wearing off on us, bro. Just like when I try to, yo, I was trying to promote the first episode.
Nah, I feel like colonialize. You know what? I'm about to fact check it. Colonialize is the word.
Colonialize is the word? Yeah, we gotta look that up because that does not sound right at all.
Victoria, fact check, baby.
While she's fact checking, let's go. So let me ask you, because I talked to a few coworkers about this and they honestly found it racist. Me, I just found it people just being curious. So I had three separate people, two ladies, a male.
Hold on. They're white. Aha. It is a word.
Okay, you got it. It just sounded funny. It just sounded wrong. And so it sounded like some shit Phyllis would say, bro.
And
what's your solace?
It's part of the Merriam-Webster book. You know they know their shit down there.
Man, fuck them, bro. It's not Webster.
What did that
continue?
Yeah, it's not Webster, bro. Anyway, so it was two white ladies and a guy, white guy. And they all asked the same question the same way. I don't mean to offend you, but are you Hawaiian? And I simply responded each time, well, it's Samoan, number one, and no, I'm not. And, you know, my coworkers found it racist, no bullshit. They were some of them were actually furious about it. I just found this that they were just curious. Like, what's so wrong about walking up to somebody and just asking them what their nationality is?
I think people could be Hawaiian, though.
I mean, you just said it, Thomas. Like, just ask what the nationality is. But if you ask, like, I don't mean to offend you, you already
exactly.
You already gonna say some offensive shit.
Imagine being Hawaiian and you're offending.
Yo,
imagine that. They're like, sir, what are you, Hawaiian? Oh,
ew.
What? Yo,
you're what?
Fucking, bro, there's so much. There's so like, much
just
funny.
Just ask where somebody's from. You know, you don't have to say.
Yeah, because then when you give that, because it's an implication that, all right, you're about to say some wild shit right now.
Absolutely.
Like, you're literally implicating yourself before you even say what you got to say.
You can't trust what people say, because when you ask Phyllis where he's from, he says DR, but he's really Haitian. That's the problem.
These are facts. These are facts. No problem.
So even if you
facts.
Ask someone
fuck
that,
it. Damn it, I had a Haitian joke ready. Shit, Tony.
I'm sorry. I am not Haitian. I am Dominican.
See, that's what we're talking about.
Is that you call yourself Italian, but you're American? Does that make sense?
I mean, I found out, I found out recently that from my mother's side, I'm fully Puerto Rican. But, all right, you need to relax. Before I even get this out, you fucking gatekeeping Italian.
We don't claim
that. I'm, from my father's side, I'm Mexican and Italian.
So he's Mexican, man. So
here we go.
Chavez with a Z.
So you admit
it's Chavez with an S. Z. But yes, I found bro. I didn't know. I literally just found out.
One question.
You
know,
Tyler, came over.
One
what did Tony say?
I was asking if you had the Z changed on your last name.
No, you fucking racist, Alex.
I got one question. Where the fuck is the Italian? You ever marinara
a
meatball, bro?
Marinara a meatball. Can't say I fucking have one. You literally just stop, bro. Jesus Christ, yo.
Do you have a tomato sauce recipe?
You ever looked at a cannoli and cried?
I'm not gonna lie. I've sympathized with every time I see a potato, I just think of the potato famine. Is that like fucked up?
You offended the Irish people. Damn, Vinny's gonna come here next episode and curse you.
I fucking love the Irish, bro. Fucking Butter's part Irish, man. I fucking love him to death.
Just like your part fucking Italian, right? Mm-hmm.
Jameson.
Yeah, so I'm part Italian, yes. And I know it's hard to believe, but it is
there. What part of Italy did you
You know, I have no idea. I literally just found out.
125th Street.
I'm getting you an ancestry. I'm getting you an ancestry.
What is that? What is that parade in New York by the Soho area that they do every year? This Italian feast. The Italian feast, right?
I don't remember what it's called. Don't they do it during Christopher Columbus Day? Oh, sorry.
What is it, Alex? Is San Pellegrino? What is it?
Oh, the drink.
Ain't that a drink?
It's a drink.
You just fucking said the name of the event was San How can you say that word?
You know, that's say it again. That's not intentionally racist, but it's there. It's
no,
there.
Phyllis. It's there. Phyllis, say that word again.
What, San Pellegrino?
So you can fucking say complicated shit like that, but basic fucking words, you struggle.
Phyllis, don't let him talk to you like that, bro.
I can't even say that word. San Pellegrino, that's how you say it?
Yeah. San Pellegrino. Yo, remember that. Phyllis, remember that data? Phyllis, remember the data you were trying to fucking tell Chavez the email on the phone? And he was having a stroke?
Bro, I was struggling. Okay, so I was at work, and somebody came up to me, they disclosed something, and they needed to contact my job. So we have an email for all those people to contact. For whatever reason, it was just not processing in my head. And I was standing with this woman on FaceTime with these guys, trying to just get the email out. And for whatever reason, it wasn't even clicking, to the point I just had them type it in the chat, the group chat we're in. And I show her, but the funniest part of it is she couldn't get her eyes off the pre-rolled spliff that was right above it. And she looked at me like I was the biggest piece of shit ever. It was the funniest thing. Meanwhile, Alex is in the background just talking shit, making fun of me the whole time while I can't fucking focus and I'm like imploding mentally.
I wasn't making fun of you. I was fucking concerned. I thought you was about to pass out on the fucking boardwalk.
I never struggled that much just to get something out of my fucking mouth, bro. Pause.
Like, it sounded like an Impractical Jokers sketch.
That show was insane. It really did. It didn't make any fucking sense in my head. It's like I had dyslexia and autism at the same fucking time. I struggled so fucking much.
Mm-hmm. And it's called San Gennaro Festival. There you go.
Hey, he was close.
Hey, you were close. Mm-hmm. Still doesn't fucking matter. Fuck you.
Make him kiss your feet, Phyllis.
Nacho.
You know what's really crazy, Chavez?
Hmm.
You Mexican, Italian, and Puerto Rican, but you not Asian, bro.
we could talk about this story. Okay. I will openly talk about this story. Who dropped out? Oh, Phyllis dropped out. There, he's back.
I'm back.
Okay,
I'm back.
So basically, earlier this year, you know, I was put on to, I could talk about it. Alex's girl sister, right? Basically, for whatever reason, I was like, I was so like fucking enamored by her fucking beauty. Like, she's fucking gorgeous to me, right? And you know, it was mentioned to me that she got a thing for like Asian dudes, and I'm like, you know, BTS. I'm not gonna lie, yeah, she's a huge BTS fan. And if you're listening to this, you know, I'm just not gonna say your name, but you know who you are. But so we were talking and stuff, and basically, I was like, because I remember when, I think it was my homegirl, Leah, or somebody told me once, like, yo, I thought you were Asian when they had first met me. And then I just remembered that, and I was like, y'all could pass off as Asian. And when I tell you these fucking, yeah, they could not stop laughing for like 30 fucking minutes. simply because I said, I believed it. I swear to you, I believed it.
This man said that shit with a straight face on FaceTime. I could not
believe it. I said crazier stuff, bro.
This man looked me directly in my eye follicles and was like, bro, konnichiwa.
Bro.
I couldn't believe it.
I guess Tony dropped out the call.
You guys ever had a like mental moment with your friend about something and y'all look at each other and y'all already know what's going on and y'all keep looking at each other because y'all can't believe that shit was said.
And we said we did this in person too. This wasn't on a FaceTime call. We were all sitting down together doing our monthly meetups in my house.
God.
This wasn't on FaceTime?
No, y'all looked. Y'all were sitting. Y'all were literally. Y'all looked at each other. I was sitting in my chair. Oh, you were sitting behind my table. Oh, yeah, Phyllis was on the Coleman, and y'all just looked at each other and started dying. And I'm just standing there, like I'm sitting there, like okay, fine, fuck you guys. I know I could be fucking Asian. Fuck y'all. Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all talking about,
bro. Where?
Bro. That's what I felt at the time, bro. I said a lot of crazy shit. I even said, welcome back, Tony. I even said it before. I was like, because I remember, I was like, for whatever reason, like, I was like head over heels, like, fucking just enamored 100%. Like, I was fucking like love at first sight for some weird reason. So I was like, remember we were talking, you guys asked me, what would I be willing to do? Not even, I don't even think you guys asked me. I was like, yo, no bullshit. If I had, like, if there was an option, like, you have to do this to be with her, I'd say I'd take a dick. I'd take a dick to be with her, bro. Shit. No bullshit. I'd take a dick.
Why do we always go back to dicks, man? Why do we always go back to dicks?
Because
you take a dick to be with a chick.
Okay, but it gets a little worse than that. So
what do you mean?
A little?
Because I was like, you know what? I wouldn't just take a dick. I would take 10 dicks, and they could finish.
You said all the dicks.
Oh, my God.
They could take 10 dicks, and then, I'll take any amount. And then that's where any amount came to be a thing. Because I was like, I'll take any amount of dicks to be where, and they could finish.
Bro, were you practicing, like, a whole BTS routine in your bathroom and stuff?
Bro, not at all, bro. It's like...
Bro, that's a lot of dick you're taking, bro.
No bullshit. The state of mind I was in before, I had this state of mind where I wouldn't be good enough for nobody. So I would have to go to the absolute extremes to be with somebody I thought was fucking awesome. So what? I was like, what is the most extreme thing a straight dude could do? But take what? 10 or more of any amount of dicks and you could finish. I was just on some nut shit.
One question.
Literally.
What left did you take that took you to Dick Town? Where'd you go wrong? Like, there's so many other places.
Like I said, Alex goes to me. To me, that was the most extreme thing I could do just to show the lengths I would go to have that opportunity. Because other than that, I was so focused on my appearance and all of that other shit that I didn't think I stood a fucking chance. So extreme lengths to get to that point.
My man's
so that's sitting, to me, that's an extreme.
My man's was sitting there just looking at a table with like five options, and it was like, it was like catch a grenade, bet, take a bullet, bet, and I was like, I don't know. And then it was like any amount of dicks, and he was like, you know what? I think this is the one.
I think the first word that he learned in Chinese or whatever he is, Korean. I think
Korean.
It was bukkake.
Wow. What? What are you? That what? That's not even a Korean word. You that's, racist.
That's wild that you got that wrong.
What?
What? Wow, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm not gonna lie. If you're listening to this, yo, yeah, I was really, 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 really into you on some nut shit. But yeah, that's done past.
That was recent, though.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So has it passed? How do we know it's passed?
Son?
I really don't know. The conversation died, and I don't know.
You still post things about you being gay, so I don't know.
All right, I'm not gay, though. I'm not gay. Like, why is there a silence here? Like you guys are concerned.
It got real quiet.
What are you guys concerned? You guys really think I'm gay?
I don't care. I don't care if you are, bro. You do what you gotta do.
Bro, I said yes, you was.
Episode 2 intervention.
It's not wrong to be gay. What is wrong with you to even say that? You think it's an intervention? No.
Not that it's wrong, just because you won't admit it.
I'm not gay, bro.
Men be like, quote, I'm fighting demons, and the demons be bisexuality. Like,
trust me, bro. You know, it's actually a funny thing, and if my old... John, if you're listening to this, I'm definitely going to share this. So, my oldest brother is gay. Love my oldest brother to death. He had told me when I was younger. I don't remember how old I was. Funny as shit. He was like, yo, if you ever told me you're gay, I'll beat the shit out of you. No bullshit. My oldest brother. No bullshit. My oldest brother, who's not even in the least bit violent, he's not like he has that violent streak in him. All three of us do, but him, it's more reserved, and you really gotta piss him off to show me that level of aggressiveness. I just knew, yeah, this ain't an option for you, bud.
I mean, if you were,
why
I'd,
was he? Why?
I'd love you the same. I'd love.
I have
love,
no I idea. Love, I never. I never asked him. I never asked him. I will never forget when he told me that. It stuck with me my entire life.
Maybe he was trying to protect you from the outside world. It's stressful out there for somebody who's homosexual.
It really is. And honestly, my brother being gay, you know, growing up in the South Bronx, you know, especially him, he's in his 30s now, you know, it honestly wasn't easy. I can't imagine how it was, but
it's shitty, bro. I had a gay friend in high school. Coolest dude on earth, honestly. He was cool as shit. And they used to get on him for no reason, just because he was gay.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't understand the, for me personally, I don't understand the hate towards anybody who likes the opposite, the same gender or anything.
It's not simple. People don't like people who are different.
And that's the thing. People don't like people who are happy.
Exactly. It's one of those things where, like, and I'm not going to lie, I used to be one of those people where you become highly judgmental. You make fun of it, and it's simply not because you can't accept it. It's just like you don't enjoy the happiness of other people.
Yeah.
Simply because you're in your own hell, and it should.
I used to be that way, but it was for a very short period of time, and I just accepted the fact. Like, ultimately, if it makes them happy, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't. And of course, why care about other people anyway?
I grew up seeing like older people like being like really homophobic for no fucking reason, and it disgusted me. And I was like, yeah, I would never be like that.
The generation ahead of us is still not very accepting of a lot of things: weed smoking, homosexuality, sex, even sex before marriage.
Yeah,
premarital sex, y'all. Y'all having it? Y'all disgusting.
I've never had sex.
Yo, high five, bud.
Who's gonna be the lucky one?
I don't know.
Bro, you wanna lose it together, buddy?
You taking application? You taking applications?
Yeah,
that was my resume. I'm putting my resume out there on Pornhub.
No. I'm throwing my resume to you. No.
But you gonna sell your virginity? For how much?
Yeah.
And a lot, hey,
bro.
That shit could get you some money. Not gonna lie.
Let's not even go into that conversation, bro. That's a whole nother conversation, bro. People's fucking selling their virginity and shit. I remember years ago, there was like some fucking article. I think a girl, yeah, I think she was like 18, 19.
Yeah, like a super.
Yeah, she sold it for like what, 10, 15 G's?
More. Whoa, what?
Yeah, was it really more?
It was way more. I think it was in M's.
It was touching mills, bro.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
I think it was anywhere between like 6-7 mil. I don't know how.
It was like two to three.
Craziest part is the dude probably bought it. Probably busted in like 30 seconds. He's tight as fuck.
You spent over a mil. You fucking bust in 8 seconds.
Just like, wait, can I get a redo? I'm sorry, this doesn't usually happen.
You just standing there ashamed.
This is wild.
I didn't mean for this to happen, and it goes into a deep monologue.
I'm not like this.
Comes in.
This isn't me.
It's been a rough week.
Yo, this week was fucking just draining. Draining.
What, you not a lot?
No. If you must ask, no.
Okay. Well, you said draining.
But no, it was just not draining in the sense of just, you know, my own things, but it's just, you know, understanding myself more as an individual, it was completely draining.
You were fighting the cum demons. I get it. I understand.
I wonder what the name of this episode is going to be.
I don't even know.
Just penis.
Because
we still have a couple more penis topics that I remember we lightly discussed.
Wait, what'd you say?
We still have a few more penis topics to get to anyway.
Definitely don't. I mean, we're going to get to that. I actually, if anybody listens to the first episode, the jackhammer maneuver. I tried it. Was extremely unsuccessful. It felt like I was holding my own hand. It just did not make any sense to me. It felt wrong. And just like I said before, I don't have this gigantor dick like Alex over here.
Whoa.
Where, like, it's two hands, bro? Like, brother. I can't do it. It's just not doable. Bro, back. Alex got some fucking skillets for hands, bro. You look at his hands are skillets, bro. I just didn't understand it.
My friend.
Call me Wreck-It Raphael.
Pretty fucking much. That's dead ass what your what your hands are like, just like Wreck-It Ralph. If any, that's a perfect description of your fucking hands. You're like a fucking ape.
That's a little racist.
How is it racist? You're like an ape?
Because his skin isn't white all the way.
You couldn't think of any other animal.
He's like mulatto. Okay, so what animal has like dangling arms with some big hands?
Did you just call me mulatto?
Yeah.
I thought it was the only one that heard that.
What the fuck? What am I, a Starbucks drink to you?
Yeah, that sounds like some good ass ice cream, dog.
Yeah, I'll take a sip.
You mean gelato, Phyllis?
Whoa, no! No way you just said that, bro.
I know gelato, bro. It's Italian, you know?
I know gelato. I went to high school with him.
But fucking gelato, bro, that's just.
I watch Adult Swim. I get alternative humor.
I'm not gonna lie, I definitely just peed on podcast. I hope nobody
hears it. I'm really debating on taking a shit on podcast. I ain't gonna front.
I mean, if you gotta go take, I didn't even hear you piss. If you're gonna go take a shit, go take a shit, bro.
You know why? Because I ninja piss. That's when you stand like upside down.
Yeah. And 90 degree angle.
And piss directly into the sinkhole.
What do you I think one of the things, like, yo, honestly, the whole Joe Rogan thing is fucking insane to me.
That's not, because people do it every day.
And that's the thing. Okay, so if anybody doesn't know, it came out that Joe Rogan pretty much confirmed he could perform fellatio on himself. Those are his words exactly. He could perform fellatio on himself simply because he's rubbed it around his lips, so he knows it's doable. So that started the question. If you were able to blow yourself in that day.
Bro, you telling me this man applied his own lipstick?
Yo, he's though his his words. His words exactly.
His words.
Alex, I saw a man do it to himself in person. Okay, it's possible.
Where were you, Tijuana?
Oh my god. You need to tell this story.
Bangkok?
I need to be out of the situation I'm in. So give me like 2 minutes.
Bro, you're shitting. You're not fucking fighting the Taliban, like, what the fuck, bro? What you mean?
It's really awkward timing to explain that story.
It's not like you're about to fucking jerk off on the toilet like I did.
Oh Lord, here we go. You're one of those.
I mean, I was in the bathroom. Wait, whoa, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Hold up. What's wrong with that? I'm not saying I do it, but what's wrong with that?
It's disgusting.
Sitting on the toilet, jaying off after a shit.
Yeah, with the smell, the aroma of shit in the air.
You can't handle the smell. You can't handle the smell of your own brand.
That's not it. Like, why would
I mean, a lot of the time, my shit don't be stinking, man. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I really don't.
I feel like Tony sets the mood when he's about to J off. You know, turns off some candles. You know, light them up.
Nah, bro. I laugh.
Breeze. You know,
I just decide on the spot. Like, okay, well, let's get this over with.
Dim the lights, you know.
We just get it over with, like it's a fucking, like it's a task that you gotta do. Like, just get this done. You know, it's
today's to-do list.
How do you have a booty call with yourself?
Yo, word!
That's some wild shit. You gotta remind yourself. You just look at that dick like, oh, you fucking disgusting worm. I bet you like this, don't you?
Jeez. That's disgusting. You're gross.
I'm gross for loving my dick. My bad.
Yeah, you are.
So everyone's in the consensus that they love their own penis.
You have to.
It's part of self-love, man.
It definitely is, yo. And that's honestly what it's all about. It's something I've learned recently. Well, not recently, throughout this whole fucking year, to be honest with you. If you don't have that love for yourself, you will simply.
All right.
It will bleed onto everything else.
All right. Are we ready for the moment?
Yes, we are. I definitely want to hear this.
Fuck right. That deep, man.
I'm trying to remember, like, where... I know where that was, like, age. I want to say 13 or 14.
Jesus Christ.
I was with the... I'm obviously not name-dropping. If I could say with my really close, good old friend from back in the day. So we already know who that is.
Yeah.
Man told me he could do it. I was like, I refuse to believe this. Like, that is absurd. And he was
I would have been the same way.
I was, he, was like, he was like, I swear. And I was like, he was like, I'll do it right now. I'm like, I was hesitant because I'm like, this is the most sus shit I'll ever experience in my life. And he was like, I'll do it. And I finally was like, fucking do it then. This man, he didn't, it's not like he continued, like, he just showed me he could do it and it was done. But he did it in front of me. And I was like, this is the most insane thing I've ever witnessed.
That's fucking insanity. Because I remember back in the day with the whole Marilyn Manson thing, getting ribs in the womb so he could suck his own dick.
Yeah, this man
being such a big thing.
The man was nicely endowed, so it made it easier.
Did he finish?
he's never explained to me what he's done with that power.
I'm asking the real questions here.
Yeah,
he's never told me what he's done with that ability. So that's to be
determined.
Does that make you gay if you blow yourself?
No.
That man grew up in a family that was so anti-gay, so I'm gonna say no.
It's a form of it's a form of masturbation.
I guess it is.
It's a form of self-love.
It's self-pleasure.
Yeah. I don't think it's gay. I don't know.
Dave reminds me of that Workaholics episode, bro, when they found out Bill was doing the street performances as the Tin Man, and then they walked in on him like doing his little yoga, and then they saw him blow himself, and at the end of the episode they all fucking tried and they were all struggling to do it.
Every time you guys mention these kind of things, I think about that episode.
Now, I will say though, that was the moment in my life where I felt like I was in the gayest situation of my life. as a viewer.
Yeah, I would honestly, I don't even know how to react to it, bro. I don't know if I'd be like proud of him or just confused.
Like, he did it and it was like, okay, like you were right. And then it was like, it's over.
What did that change the dynamic of that friendship at all?
Yeah. Did that change the friendship?
No. I don't think it did at all.
Wow.
But every time you looked at him, did you like see something different?
No. Honestly, it's one of those things I don't think about.
Well, we're thinking about it now. We got plenty of fucking questions.
I prefer to not think about it. That's why.
any female listening to this right now will just think we're probably the most misogynistic motherfuckers on the
planet. We're not at all. We don't sound misogynistic at all.
We just, all right, so since that's the gayest thing I ever was around in my life, what's the gayest thing y'all ever experienced in your life that you were in prison for?
I think, did I mention in the podcast episode one, or was this a random ass conversation? I think it was a random conversation. I was definitely in my older teenage years. I had went to Spa Castle for the first time in Queens, and it was the first time I ever been in like a full on dude like locker room. And I was with my brothers, and my mom went obviously to the woman's side, and I'm there, and I'm just seeing like this. The first thing I see, bro, is a Hasidic Jew, you know. Just full on naked, big old fucking bush. This shit was like fucking the rainforest, bro. It was thick, pretty thick bush. And his dick just flopping left and right. And I looked to my brother like, what is this? Why am I here? What's going on? He was like, Josh, this is how it is. Literally, this is like a male locker room. This is what it's like. This is what it is to be around guys that are changing. I'm like, you probably enjoy this, but this is very uncomfortable for me. And he just fucking looks at me and then just lets go. And I'm just like, I'm there trying to change. And there's just like naked dudes all around me. There was like at least, I want to say like maybe 20, 30 guys in there. Fucking naked, bro. And I'm just like, it feels a little gay to me. I'm not going to lie. I'm not enjoying any of this. I know. And I'm just in my head, I'm like, it was like fucking paradise probably for my brother. Because I don't know. Because like levels of horniness. What are the levels of horniness for a gay dude? And that's what I thought. I'm like, bro, this is probably like fucking heaven for him right now.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, I've seen like countless dicks in my day. And I never thought this is gay. I was like, oh, that's a dick.
All right.
I mean, not being in, I don't know, at least for me, not being in tune with yourself and not really accepting you. It's just you're not really accepting of that shit. And that shit was, like, to me, the gayest thing.
After practice in high school, you get a shower with dozens of other men, basically.
Yeah. I mean, to me, my story is, it was not necessarily, like, a gay thing. I think I just got my bubble. Like, you know, everybody has their bubble. Mm-hmm. I think I got my bubble popped, and it felt...
He got his cherry popped.
got your bussy popped?
I didn't feel uncomfortable. I just felt like I was in the wrong place, you know.
Okay, well, what is it?
So, you know, we're bar hopping with a group of friends, you know, and we go to this place in around 58th Street. I want to say like 9th Avenue.
I think I know this bar, and I think I went to the same one.
And it's called the Ritz. I will not forget that name, right?
Sounds rich.
Better than me. So we walk into this bar. We can, you know, you have all types of people, all different spectrums. It was just wild.
Like, right? The autism spectrum?
No.
And
so I'm pretty up there. I go to the bar, grab a drink, everything's cool. So I go to the night, what everybody's dancing for, right? I'm not kidding you when I say this. There was a guy, maybe about 350, tight shirt on, right? The beat is dropping, and he ripped his shirt off, made eye contact with me, came towards my direction.
That's fire.
Bro.
Yo, was he pulling you in? Did he throw the fishing line, bro, and just started trying to pull you
bro.
In?
No, bro. Imagine like a bear in full swing.
You scared to dance with another man?
I'm going to be real mad if you tell me you didn't dance with him, because it seems like he went through a lot of trouble.
No.
You ripped his shirt off for you.
Nah, bro. That shirt ripping and the eye contact was vicious.
He gave him the fuck me eyes.
Like, yeah.
That means he was just playing on game. He was doing a good job. Sounds like
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. Would I at least dance? It would have been rude not to be honest.
Exactly.
With
you went through all that trouble. You out here judging us.
I've danced with guys. Yo, perfect example is when I used to go to Turtle Bay, bro. They have the dance floor. Yo, once that music's bumping, everybody's on the fucking dance floor. I don't know how to dance. No, I just be moving.
Okay,
I've danced.
Look, dancing and moving is fine.
Bro, no bullshit.
Like when it feels like the spotlight's on you and him or somebody else, you know, you have.
I think you might just be homophobic
because the eye contact is so intense.
I remember homophobic, bro.
I'm not.
Not
joking. I remember one time. I don't know if it was turtle.
We all have our bubble, and at that point, it just felt violated.
I'm not gonna lie, if we're being honest. First of all, that guy, real top energy there. Give it to that guy. Yeah, that's some real top energy.
Agreed.
That's some top energy right there, yo.
No disagreement there. That was real top energy.
I spent a shirt for you.
But what you did was real bottom energy. Can't lie.
That's facts.
That's some real bottom energy.
That man
shit
probably
right
went
there.
Home. What if he's dead right now? You were like, you could have been
last. You were his last dance.
Jeez.
Hey, you fucking just word. The motherfucker, when you pass away, you're gonna see him ripping his fucking shirt off.
Because he probably went home and did something negative to himself because you know what? He ripped his shirt off to get nothing, not even a dance.
Word. Not even a thank you.
Not even a hip hop.
Yeah. Not even a knuckle bump.
I danced with I had a dude grind on me before. I don't remember if it was Turtle Bay. No bullshit. No bullshit, bro. I used to do a lot of bar hopping years ago.
That's facts.
When I used to bar hop, bro, I used to drop, no bullshit, I would drop $400-$500 in one bar, buying myself drinks, buying everyone around me I'm chilling with drinks, like just getting absolutely shit faced. And when the music's going, bro, I don't know how to dance, bro. I just be on the dance floor. Everybody's feeling it. Everybody's fucked up, bro. I had one dude, it's like some fucking like short white dude. I was trying to like dance with this one fucking girl, white girl. Kind of like a sandy blonde hair. She was fire. I was dancing with her. He just came up on, and I was just like, "Yo, just, what did it fucking do, bro?" He just started fucking wilding. I'm just like, "What? Fuck it, let's just fucking do it." And I'm just fucking dancing, bro.
Oh, all right. They got like that.
And then the girl fucking saw it, and she literally fucking pulled me off of him, and she just started fucking wild. I'm like, yo, I fucking love bar hop. Hey, I love it, bro.
You was out here just getting pulled from left to right, huh, Sugar Cheeks?
I know the bar. I think it was around, I want to say 40 fucking 5th.
Turtle Bay.
No. It wasn't in Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay, I have plenty of stories fucking Turtle Bay. But especially the night I had went with my boy Alejandro and Alex when they had took me out of, I think it was Calico Jack's. No, this is another bar. There's a ton of fucking bars around there. I just don't remember the fucking names when I'm fucked up half the time because I'm leaving one bar to go into another fucking bar. I used to do it a lot by myself, or I used to be with just a couple of my old fucking coworkers, the people that I knew from back in the day. I had like I don't know, that was probably some most fun I fucking had simply just because of getting fucked up, and it never led anywhere. I would always get a number, I would never follow up, or I just forget who the fuck it was and just not bother. But nah, I don't know. Maybe that was my gay thing. Thinking about it, I was pretty gay. Not gonna lie. Pretty gay.
I think the best bar scene I ever had was, like, I went out with Vic to this place called Bar None. Don't ask me where it's at. I can't fucking tell you. But we just had, like, that one moment. Like, the DJ was bumping. Everybody was drunk. Her and I are dancing. Everybody's dancing around us. It looked like a Rihanna and Drake video. Like, that's the best way I could describe it. It was lit. It was just lit vibes all around. It was dance hall playing. Sean Paul had his braids on in the back.
Sean Paul. Lit. Fucking Sean Paul, bro. Does that man, is he alive? Does he age?
No. He still looks the same.
I think Sean Paul's like the Gwen Stefani of niggas.
We didn't get to.
No bullshit, bro. I really think Sean Paul, well, not even. Pharrell is the Gwen Stefani of niggas. That just, they just don't age.
What's the gayest situation you've been in, Alex?
I can't deem any situation gay, bro. I never seen it as gay. I just saw it as a situation.
Your situation.
I just, all right, like situation, I guess. I don't know. I've been hit on by a guy before many a time. There was one guy that was. Like,
I have to.
I've got hit on by guys.
Not even because of the fact that he was gay. It was just because he was so aggressive. It was like it was terrible.
So you're kind of in the same realm as me. It was aggressive.
No.
What?
It was aggressive in a bad way. That man was putting on a show for you, and you just fumbled the bag.
He
was just like really like aggressive about it, and it was just like, bro, like, look, I'm sorry, like you're a cool guy, but I'm not into that. Like, that's your thing, cool, you know, by all means. But I'm sorry, like, I'm sorry to disappoint you, bud.
Was he like the guy from the Boondocks? I like you, and I want you. And we could do this the hard way, do this the easy way. The choice is yours. The fucking guy, when they were doing the Chris Hansen episode of the Boondocks?
No, he wasn't like that.
Was like Terry Crews and White Chicks, like, dancing and looking and making like, straight up?
Yeah, I'd say
that. Oh, my God.
Terry Crews. No, but this was, like, at, like, a friend's house. Like, this guy was trying to do that. It wasn't even at a club.
Oh, my God. That's very fucking aggressive, bro.
Yeah, it was like, bro, like.
That's like the dude that walks up to the girl in the fucking bar that just, for whatever reason, refuses to think no is not an answer that he could fucking compute and just keeps being persistent. It keeps being persistent. Bro, so it just gets fucking creepy.
Even if a chick was like that, that's so gross. Like, relax. Calm down, horny.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, bitches throwing themselves at you, I don't know. That shit is, to me, the most unfucking attractive thing ever. That's for me, at least. That's one of the things that's super unattractive.
That's a bisexuality speaking.
It's not even that. There's a what? Way to, Shut there's the a way fuck. To do it. There's a way to do it. That's just what it is. There's a way to like appropriately approach someone in the street and not scream at them, like, I want to fuck you. Hello.
Fuck, baby, fuck.
Like there's just a better way to do it.
Like the classic call up, hey yo ma.
Yeah, oh god, the like, cat calling, bro. Nobody wants to get harassed, like
bro. Cat calling is cringe. That shit is cringe and fucking disgusting, bro. I cannot stand it. I think it's disgusting. It's simply, bro, if you really have that interest, literally walk up and fucking express it. The worst you're gonna hear is no. Don't exactly. Fucking catcall. And if they keep walking, so be it, bro. But yo, I be seeing it when I go to work and shit. Like, yo, especially on the fucking trains, man, in the mornings. I see it at least once a week. Some fire girl sitting down and a dude just walking up trying to spit game and she's obviously not interested. And it's in the most hood way possible, too. And it's just like, damn, bro, like. Do you just not have any fucking, like, do you just not know how to talk? Express yourself properly, that you have interest? Like, this is just, like, what it goes on in your head. But, again, that's coming from me, so.
I mean, you don't got to pull up like a scholar, you know? But us. Say hi. Say
bro, hello. I'm pussy. I ain't walking up to nobody. I'm pussy. I'd be the first thing to say, unless I'm fucking high or drunk, that confidence ain't there, bro. It really ain't. I would literally stay quiet and admire you from a distance.
I like a girl that's like, that is not aggressive but approach. Like, for instance, Victoria approached me. The only reason why we started dating is because she literally came up to me to shit talk somebody in a club. And I was all for it because I'm a messy bitch.
Yeah, what's your your day with your black fucking nails and your fucking your anklet.
That was a time. That was a time. Hey, it got me a girlfriend.
Hey, yeah. Look.
Hello, like, I am judging,
bro. Fun fact. Actually, you know what? I will say a gay moment, and this is gonna be hilarious. So initially, when Victoria had came up to me, it was just conversation. Like, and then, all right, so I'll backtrack to this night. So basically what happened was I was working at the deli at the time. So I'm working at the deli. I'm bored as shit. And this fucking hand smell like salami and all types of pork. So I call, like, a friend of mine. And I'm like, hey, like, what's going on tonight? What's the word? She's like, oh, you better come to my birthday party. It's going to be lit. So I'm like, oh, okay, bet. I'll go. So I go. Turns out I'm the only guy at this party. I have a salmon-colored shirt on.
Oh, classic.
Black nails. And boots, I believe. But first off, your boy was looking good.
And mind you, if I'm thinking, are they the boots that you wear right now?
No, the brown boots, the Francisco Fratelli boots. Oh, those were
the Bobby Chulos.
The Bopeats. The Bopeats.
Yeah.
So I'm there and I'm trying to spit game to this one girl, but I'm not really feeling it. So it's like whatever about it. And then some guy starts performing randomly on some nasty like club shit. Like, bro, what
he
are you
starts
doing?
Fucking pop locking.
Yeah. He grabs the mic and he starts rapping, and this guy is dog shit. Like, literally dog shit. So I'm there, and I'm like, oh, this is fucking up the vibes. Victoria comes up to me, and she's like, this guy really fucking sucks, huh? And I'm like, you know what? Agreed. And then she's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, like, I want to listen to reggae. I want to dance. She's like, me too. I'm like, you want to dance afterwards? She goes, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's lit. We start dancing. She turns over to me, and then she's like, are you gay? And I look at her and I'm like, I don't think so. She's like, well, show me. And I'm like, all right. And I kiss her, and then, you know, history, you know, shows. I love
hearing that fucking story, bro. That's like,
she straight up just looked me in the eyes. Are you gay? And I was like, nah, no.
See, that's that, you know, that's that Q shit I was talking about. But we were talking about that shit in the first episode. That's that shit that, like, I'd fucking love, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, a situation or some funny shit going down, and then you just end up together somehow.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's one of the most beautiful fucking, well, it's awesome to hear. I fucking love hearing that story every time you tell it. Still never gets old because it's fucking hysterical, but.
I think that's one of the best ways to meet somebody, honestly.
What, to them, yeah, ask you if you're gay?
Yeah, I'm about to say
something. What do you mean? Yo, if any, like, yo, like, anybody listening,
put in the situation and just making a relationship out of it, you know, like building a relationship.
Look, if that's the case, any women listening, I am single. You could definitely ask me if I'm gay, especially
and
if you follow me on Instagram.
If you want a juicy bonus to that story, to help battle with, like, the are you gay thing, we get in my car. I'm lit as shit. I plugged my phone in. She's in the front seat, obviously. Ashley Tisdale comes on. He said, she said, banger. I'm going to stick by that. And I changed that shit as fast as possible. She looks over at me, and I'm like, oh, yep. Yeah, she definitely doesn't believe me now. And she goes, and she turns her phone and looks, and it's that song on her phone. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is, yeah, we're going to be together. It's lit.
So that's the beautiful thing about fucking us, nigga, being in touch with the fucking our emotional side and not afraid to fucking show it at all.
I mean, Ashley Tisdale got nothing but bangers.
I honestly don't know the song, I'll be honest with you.
If you never listened to He Said, She Said by Ashley Tisdale, you never danced in your life.
I don't know how to dance. That's something I want to learn. You don't
have to know how to dance. That song comes on, you immediately know how to pop lock.
Bro, even pop locking, I'm trying to figure out. But you just don't be It don't be fucking working, yo.
You got possessed by the pop lock his soul?
His pop is broken.
Bro, it's like it's like I pop and it just locks to lock every single time.
I teach you. My pop lock's serious.
I know. I know you know. Yo, this nigga's nasty at dancing, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
I ain't gonna hold you, man.
I can get jiggy.
It looks like we're hitting the hour mark. I think we should just cut it here, man. I'm getting a little tired.
It's been fun, boys. We ended it on a good note.
I think
so. Yeah, honestly. This was definitely an interesting conversation, and I can't wait for everyone to listen to it because it's highly controversial, and
a lot of penis talk.
A lot of penis talk.
Loved having you, Tony.
Word, it was a pleasure having you. Obviously, we're going to have you on more episodes, and hopefully next week we're not talking about dick.
Oh, hey, no, guys.
But then again, we're forging foreskin.
And guys.
Oh, yeah.
Download Anchor.
Yes. If you guys haven't yet, download Anchor. It's on the Google Play Store. It's on the App Store. You can start up your own podcast on here. It helps streamline our side of this thing to make this even possible. Highly recommend it. Easy to use. Easy to understand. And you can start monetizing very quickly. Very, very quickly. So if you haven't yet, download Anchor today.
Thank you, Chalice.
I mean, we got to plug them in some type of way. I don't want to piss off the Anchor gods. Yeah, we got to keep them happy.
No, absolutely. I tell you,
we keep them happy. We keep going.
We end up
until we get canceled, of course.
Canceled like drawn together. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun.
It's been great.
I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.